You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host, and I am very pleased to be with you here, though we do have some of our segments on recording. And this is because I have become aware of a really important way that we can improve our lives. It is a spiritual process. It's a meditation. And I will be sharing that with you at the end of the program, well, at least in the third segment. But before getting to that, I feel and I have been advised that it's important to let you know what this is all about, to give you a bit of the setup. And these are the segments that I've pre-recorded, so it will be my voice. And this is essentially a message from the higher self. Now, all of humanity shares one greater higher self. So in many ways, this is why you hear the phrase, we are all one. In so many different ways, this is true, but we have our individual higher selves that were birthed from a greater higher self that includes us all. And I received some information from another person who does light work on the planet. And before I share information, I like to run it upstairs, as it were, to my higher self and see if it is meaningful. And I believe that it is indeed very meaningful. I did this meditation with another person conducting the meditation, and I have felt within myself a significant difference in that there has been a great silencing of the voices in the head, those voices that always pop up with some form of negativity or challenge or self-doubt. And as a result of doing this meditation, which I'm going to share with you, and it's been, I guess, at least a week, and I've had a real sense of inner quiet and peace as a result. And so I had to sort of get over my sense of anxieties about sharing this kind of material because it's just too important. And so what we're going to hear is from all of our greater higher self on the understanding of true creation story and the reason that incarnated humans, all of us, agreed to participate in the human experience with a veil of separation, and how this separation came to propel humanity into darkness and loss of their divine awareness of the Creator Source. But the good news is that it does affirm the divinity of humanity and encourages us to participate in removing this element that's within our bodies and our brains that can be considered to be the veil or the dark cell, as some people are calling it. So we're going to go to the first part of this recording. I call it One Family Divine Mission. And then we'll be back shortly after with more material. Stay tuned.
Planet Earth and humanity are engaged in a divine mission. There, of course, were the stages of evolution that brought the human species to a point where it was capable of embodying the spark of divine intelligence. The intelligence itself, which you are, existed in some form since the beginning of all existence. Human souls are birthed through a family of souls from the one, the first, the mother, father, into the children of souls known as consciousness energies. These first souls combined and birthed anew and anew and anew until the family of souls expanded, each being having millennia to grow and experience as each soul is birthed from parent souls. One could say all beings on all platforms in whatever system, dimension, on whatever planet, in whatever realm, are all unified as one family. The first one, creator being, came into awareness as a pair, a masculine and feminine, paired as one being. As such, all beings contain these qualities. The masculine and the feminine principles are equal in the divine realm and in the human realm. At the higher realm, beings are unified in their pair and as one can present themselves as either the masculine or the feminine as a personal choice. Beings created in realms of greater density take on either the male or the female characteristics within the function of their embodiment. As it is on Gaia, planet Earth, one is born either into the male or the female embodiment. But in truth, every being on Earth is paired and has, in a realm just beyond the physical, their pair, either male or female, that travels with the embodied being and assists in the fulfillment of that embodied life upon Gaia. One could think of their pair as their twin flame. Should your twin flame also have an embodiment upon Gaia, one could think of this embodied being as their soulmate. And as each divine pair is capable of having an earthbound embodiment, in fact, capable of having many earthbound embodiments, it is true that often one can find their soulmates within existence on this earth planet. It is important to realize, however, that one's soulmate may not be destined as a romantic partner, though this may be. One's soulmate may be a parent or child or a sibling, a companion, a friend, an acquaintance, a business partner, or even one who provides great challenge within your life. Each earthbound being is born of the essence of their higher selves. And as earthbound beings live out their experiences upon planet Earth, their higher selves and twin flames, each existing in a less dense reality, are interacting with you through inspiration and intuition as a way of cultivating the life in existence within the physical realm. The evolution of the human species did include those species who came to existence upon the earth and through the earth, so that the human beings that would arise here would be able to flourish within this environment. But the evolution was indeed orchestrated by beings of higher vibration. That includes the very souls that would embody upon the earth, as well as beings who had attained a higher vibrational evolution within themselves, and together by including the DNA and consciousness of themselves into the process, the human species became one in which we recognize today, and this was accomplished millennia ago. Once capable of holding the spark of divine awareness, the human species began to flourish upon the earth. In the earlier times, there was a much closer connection, understanding, remembrance of where one came. This is why in many indigenous cultures, you will hear in their folklore that they arrived upon the earth from a particular star system or planet that lies beyond the earth. Indeed, these folklore are derived from the truth. There have been many more civilizations upon the earth than current history will acknowledge, and human history goes back many, many, many more thousands, hundreds of thousands of years than can be accounted for in the history of the current time. The human species has been engaged in two processes in the service of divine evolution. One, to resolve the conflicts that have arisen between the forces of creation. One would think of perhaps as the light and the dark. While on the higher realms, light and dark are of equal magnitude and presence and understanding, in more dense realities, there grows a deeper separation between the two. Each civilization within all realms, all solar systems, go through a process of resolving this separation between the forces of creation. And there have been many conflicts that have taken place throughout the galaxies. On Earth, we can see this represented in the separation of borders between countries and conflicts that arise between them. The third dimension in which human civilization has undertaken this process of evolvement from one civilization to the next civilization and to the next civilization and on to the current time is the lowest vibration within which consciousness can inhabit. And here lies the second part of the mission taken on by human beings, and that is to evolve from this state of third dimensional consciousness into and inclusive of a level of five-dimensional, seven-dimensional awareness. As many of the ancient indigenous peoples of this Gaia have indicated, our now moment is one of great transformation. And humanity on the level of conscious awareness have indeed evolved to that time, to that place, to that state of moving from third dimensional awareness into lighter levels of vibration of fifth, seventh, and ninth vibrational awareness. The key, however, to this understanding is to know that this evolutionary process is not one in which the body, the embodiment, rises in what is known as an ascension, but one in which the awareness of the fifth and seventh and ninth dimensional manifestations of the created being are brought into a unified awareness within the living body of the third dimension, hereby lifting and expanding the capacity of what it means to be physical in the creation. And as the flow of this evolution is one in which the physical is being arisen in vibrational quality to match that of the higher vibrational quality of divine awareness, it is very important for human beings to be conscious of the needs and care of their physical being. The energies of the divine realm, the mother, the father, the one source of all creation, have been sending vibration energies into this planetary system to help with the transformation of physical embodiment so that it becomes, rather than based in carbon, to be based in crystalline form. The many challenges experienced at this time on a physical level are not so much the decay of the body as the transformation of the body. And as coal under pressure becomes a diamond, the human being within the flow of divine energies becomes the crystal. This is why at this time many are feeling the energies and having clear communications with their divine flame, with their higher selves, and in truth, with that spark of the divine creator that lies in the center of each heart. At this time, many find themselves engaged in an inner struggle in which they find themselves in periods of deep clarity, and then that clarity is once again clouded, and one can feel lost and at odds with themselves. Much of this struggle is due to the veil that has been present within humanity. This veil is that which separates from the embodied self an awareness of its higher selves, twin flames, and divine origin. Because existence on earth within the third dimensional realm is one of separation, the veil was inserted as a means of internalizing the separation, which allowed the embodiment to exist within the realm of separation, and thereby limiting the separation and allowing for the higher selves, the twin flames, and the creator souls to be preserved from being consumed by the consciousness of separation that exists in the lower dimensions. The veil also served as a means for rising beyond and creating the mechanism, the means, the understanding, the awareness to rise above this separation as part of the mission of humanity. When beings in soul make the decision to come to Earth, there is an agreement that they must undertake this state of being veiled from their true selves. And so it is that every human being is born into the earth with this separation. And one would say that the separation, the veil, is an artificial one, because in truth, the embodied human being is one and the same as the soul being, as the higher self, as the twin flame, are one unified creation. So in taking on this journey into the existence on earth, all have agreed to participate in this process by being veiled from the truth. And it is such that we come into this earth plane as innocents, without knowledge of prior existence, and history. And it is within our nature as creator beings to find a way to reach back into the divine realm from that state of innocence and ignorance, and in so doing, create the path, the way, the understanding of how to overcome the separation that arises in the physical creation. The veil itself is a substance, a small region that can be found in the brain. One might think of it as functioning like a computer chip that projects the veil within the consciousness of the embodied being. It is not a physical substance that could be found with x-rays, but it is an energetic substance that can be found and ejected with your own awareness.
And I do believe we are at the end of that first clip. And it was just the beginning of leading us into an understanding of the magnitude of our journey on Gaia as human beings, and that we are here working in partnership with a much more expansive self. And as we are, as the planet has moved into the photon belt, which is how these energies are being projected through the solar system, it really is changing everything. It's changing our experience of time. It's changing our experience of our own selves. And we're beginning to understand that we are have tremendous capacity and have great allies in the spirit realm, which are indeed parts of ourself. We're going to take a few moments, and when we come back, we will listen to the second part of this recording, which talks more deeply about the human struggle and, you know, how things got progressively worse, and a bit about why it's important to return to the divine source and encouragement that we can indeed do that. So stay tuned. We'll be back with that. And following that segment, we'll do the meditation for removing this chip, energetic chip within our brains, which is being called by some as the dark cell. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Darkness is definitely falling, moving so slow I'm barely crawling. Here I sit, dirt on my hands, lying way out in the shadowland. Made my bed and here I lie, try to hold my head high, lying to myself sometimes, bad decisions, but I won't cry. Been down a long and twisted road, sensing myself at a record low, do anything just to get ahead. Now it's all quiet here in this shadowland. In my shadowland, I've done things I knew were wrong. I'm down deep all alone, so sold my pride for a song. Lost my way, but I'll go on. Looked around for beautiful things. Success I found out on hollow rain. Not so sure for what I stand. No quiet here in the shadowland. Quiet here in the shadowland.
There came a time in human history when there were beings who inhabited primarily a vibration above the third dimension, perhaps fourth dimension, lower fifth dimensional vibration, and they looked upon the earth and humanity as a prize, as a very vulnerable race, and one that could be intervened with, manipulated to serve the needs of these vibrational beings that, while quite physical, were not at the physical vibration of the beings on planet Earth. And so they came and represented themselves as gods, having a greater understanding of existence. They began to reinterpret human understanding and began to take advantage of the veil placed by the Creator within humanity to offer programming into the human mind that would penetrate deeper because of the existence of this veil of separation. And so it is that humanity became programmed over time to fall deeper into density and to have a greater distance in separation from the individual being's awareness and their knowledge of the divine world, of the divine creation, of which each is a part. And so it is that these beings, also creator beings, determined to become the gods of Earth and begin to infiltrate the knowledge and plant seeds of darkness within the knowledge held by the humans that were living on Earth at that time. Those cultures that resisted this reworking of the knowledge were either exterminated or were forced into hiding. Human history, as it is currently known on Earth, centers around the time frame of the Babylonian civilization, and it is that many of the teachings of distortion came into being during that time, and much of what was known began to increasingly become distorted, and humanity fell deeper and deeper into darkness. And it was such that these beings, these fourth dimensional beings, in convincing the human peoples of certain civilizations, certain families, that they were indeed the power of the universe, these humans, these families, these civilizations fell into service of these fourth dimensional beings. And because of their programming, their training, and the breaking of their soul, the breaking of their higher self through suffering and torment, they came to be truly lost to their true higher selves, to their true soul awareness. And rather than incarnate in the natural way, which would be to, when the human being passes into the death process, the awareness of the self joins the awareness of the higher self and is healed and nourished and move from the realms one would know as heaven, the fourth dimensional realms, and move into the higher realms where they are able to commune with their creator souls and replenish themselves in presence of the divine creator one before descending again into a human form. But those beings who found themselves in alliance with this interloper race of beings of the fourth dimension, when they traversed and passed from embodiment into the realm of spirit, they went no further than the domain created by these beings in what could be thought of as a false heaven. And so these beings recycled back to the earth in a new embodiment without having the benefit of rising to the higher realm, of being healed, of having that opportunity to review and come to understand what they had experienced in the life. And so these beings recycled again and again through a false plane, a false realm, which reinforced the darkness, which reinforced the separation, which created in these beings almost a death of their true selves, their true spirit. And the higher selves of these beings became dark as well and became engrossed in the separation until there was absolutely no knowledge, no consciousness in anything that lay beyond. And so these beings, these human beings, under the direction of their fourth dimensional controllers, began to take over and influence the earth itself, creating more chaos, more suffering, and in that way expanded the darkness upon the earth to its greatest depths that we have known it in this last period of existence, sometimes referred to as the Kali Yuga, the darkest of times. The blessing of humanity is that the beings, the higher selves, the creator souls that were able to sustain their understanding, their connection to the goodness of being, matters not the religion or that there be a religion at all. It's having an understanding of the goodness underlying existence, have been able to prevail, and at the level of higher self and creator self, have succeeded in lifting the consciousness of humanity, the awareness of humanity on that level of being, to a state in which there is a match between human awareness and higher awareness. But still on the earth has been this element of beings, though divinely created and part of the divine creation, have been stunted in their growth due to the interference. And the time did arrive when the beings who created this divergent path did indeed also evolve to the light, to the full understanding of divinity of being. However, left within the plane of earth are the human beings who have continued to cycle into the dimensions of the false heavens and have continued to create chaos upon the earth. And these are the beings which have programmed the minds of humanity and distracted the mind of humanity and created a situation of suffering and pain in an attempt to consume all of the creation on earth. They have failed, and the time has come for all beings to make that choice of returning to their divine source in their awareness and in their expression of being, or to face the dissolving into the oneness yet again. And though that substance of their being may indeed be created into another opportunity, they would be dissolved from any knowledge of themselves in this human journey. And so this is happening. And many of these beings are indeed choosing to return to the true heavens to be healed and uplift themselves to the higher realms to come to an understanding of their paths, of their choices, so that they can return again and be part of the human family in our continued journey of evolution in being, in vibration, in awareness, and in union with our divine self. So this is good. What is at hand is for each individual being upon the earth to come to recognition as to whether they have been subject to this process of what one might term evil upon the earth, of recycling of soul awareness into a false understanding of reality, of creating and contributing to the pain experienced upon earth. Perhaps one of these beings would hear and come to understand that they are present upon the earth because on a soul level they have chosen to return to the light of their divine self. But there is work to be done in healing the consciousness of the human body. And this is true of those who participated in the havoc created upon the earth. And this is true of the beings who, while they may have been able to maintain that inner spark and light are still programmed, are still feeling a sense of despair, are still disconnected from their joy, are still in the deceptive state of mind in which they consider themselves to be less than any other being in existence. And so all beings, as they approach the point of removing this chip, the veil of separation from their beings, indeed, the actual separation will have vanished from their existence. However, the programming is still left to be dealt with and to be healed within the physical realm of humanity. And so, as we move to remove this chip of separation, we must understand that the programming still exists and will, out of habit, reassert itself within our lives. And when we experience this as we move forward, it is important to recognize that this is what is occurring and to work towards the healing of those misunderstandings that have been internalized within our DNA for generations of time. So it is important to be patient, to be loving, to be gentle with oneself, with holding no judgment, but to just understand what is occurring and to address each incident of reoccurrence in the programming with a infusion of healing divine energy from your higher self, from your twin flame, from your divine spark within, so that the totality of your being will be in alignment with the physical being, and together the physical, the conscious, the awareness will be elevated in vibration to the level of divine expression.
Okay, and that was the part two of this recording, and you've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and this was basically information that I processed through our higher self. I could say my higher self, and indeed that is true because we each have an individual higher self, but also a greater self that connects all humanity into one awareness. And it's that great awareness that is the template of our being. And what we can do at this point is to, you know, just allow this information to pass through you. I'm not asking you to believe it or accept it. I suggest you do what I did and run it through your higher expression, through your heart, and decide if it's something that resonates for yourself. I am presenting it here because I have discovered with my own experience that after going through this meditation that there has been a significant difference in my capacity to sustain that inner quiet, that inner peace, without the nagging voices of doubt and the nagging voices of self-criticism and the nagging voices of that really propel us into all kinds of misunderstandings and conflicts within our life experience. So we're talking about this chip that I've called it. Some people call it they're calling it the dark cell. Like there's an energy that is in your brain that was always there, which is why we don't really recognize it, because we're born into our bodies with it there, so we don't have an awareness of it generally. But you can find it. And what we do is we use the awareness that is very natural to each of us. If you've had a situation where you were sitting or walking somewhere and you felt somebody was looking at you or staring at you, you turned around and you could see, yes, indeed, somebody was looking at you. We've all had that experience. Or we've had experiences where we are thinking of a person and then that person either shows up or calls and, in some way there's a connection. So we have this capacity of perception that is quite refined. And what we can do is search with that level of soft, subtle perception and find this veil, the cell that is in the brain that can be very easily removed. But before doing that, it's really important that we each just take a moment to take a few deep breaths, maybe 3 deep breaths. Just breathe in deeply and, exhale, just blow that breath right out. And as you're doing your breath, take a few moments to align your body. Make sure that you're comfortable either sitting or laying. And just breathe, exhale through your body and let the stress within yourself to relax and pass through and release from your feet. So just take a few deep breaths, and as you exhale, allow that wave of your breath to flow through your body from the top of your head all the way to your feet, and just release any excess tension that's in your body. And for those of you who may be working and can't do this meditation now, you can always come back to the website at prn.fm, and you can search for Heart of Mind Radio, and you'll be able to find your way to the archive, and you can then re-listen to the program or download the program. So I want you to breathe, just continue to breathe for a few moments and let the energy flow through. And then allow your awareness to sink into your heart. It's very important when you're working is to ground yourself in your heart. And so just allow your breath to go, flow deep into your heart and allow your chest to expand and the awareness of your heart to be full. And you can really open and invite that part of you that is deepest within you to open and be with you, to expand into your being, to surround you with a sense of peace and safety so that you can be assured that you're really fine. So just breathe through the heart for a few moments and allow that breath to expand from the heart out beyond your skin and flow back in so that you can have a nice, gentle field of tenderness all around you and that you will feel protected, completely safe within this field of energy. So breathe for a few moments and just feel yourself as if you're surrounded with yourself, your higher self, all surrounded in this beautiful field of golden light. Then bring your awareness up into the brain. And I just want you to feel inside the brain with that subtle awareness that you have, we all have. And if you look in the brain behind the eyes, behind the third eye, it's like in the general vicinity of the forehead, the eyes, the upper nose, a few inches back into your brain is where you'll find this cell or chip that is projecting a veil within your body. So just feel for it for a few moments. Allow yourself to hold the awareness that you are able to find it, whether you feel it specifically or not, but it's there. You might feel it as a cloudiness. You might feel it as a pain inside of your head or some kind of vibrational energy. It's different for everyone. But you could even just visualize it as this, like a computer chip, some kind of little chip inside the brain. And what I want you to do is work with your higher self and take another deep, deep breath deep into your heart. And as you exhale, exhale the breath directly up through your body and push this chip, this dark cell, straight up through your brain and out through the top of your head, flowing out through the crown and moving out of your body. And then as it moves out of your body into the space above the top of your head, your higher self will grab it, move it away from you, and dispose of it forever. It'll be returned to the source substance, and it will never be a part of your system in this life or in any to come. So allow yourself to just breathe into the spaciousness, into the openness of your brain, of your mind. And your higher self, in tandem with the divine self, will send cleansing energies, healing energies down through your being. And so visualize this highest vibrational purified energy of golden light flowing down into your body through the crown, being given to you from your own higher self, your own connection to the source. And this golden energetic light will flow into your crown, filling in the spaces of your brain and flowing back into the base of your brain, which is where a lot of the programming exists, and bathing through that region, allowing it to your being to know that you're now disconnected from that veil, that you're open and free to be, to have full awareness of your totality of being. And as this energy continues to flow down through your body, it flows down in through the central channels of your body and joining with the golden light of your own heart and flowing down through your spine all the way to the base chakra and flowing down through your legs and feet so that this golden divine connection connects you into Gaia, into the source of our planetary mother, so that you can be unified with the source of your planetary mother, your own being, the totality of your being, connected to the divine creative forces that guide and inspire your life. And so we'll just allow yourself to breathe with this energy for a time and fall into a state of quietness and bringing your focus back into the center of your heart, breathing into your heart, allowing yourself to connect with the heart energies. Then bring your awareness down to the lower abdomen, allowing yourself to be once again grounded and connected to your earthly existence, your earthly body, and the Gaia, the planet that sustains us. And so this is a meditation that does indeed remove the core problem, and it's only for us to move forward and work on relinquishing the programming and being vigilant within ourselves when we find this negativity sprouting out within our expressions. And we should all know that we are all safe, and all beings on the planet at this time have chosen on a higher level to return to their wisdom of divinity, so there's no reason for concern. And it's just that because of the path, some humans, some of us, will have more challenges than others. So I want you to just be at peace for a while and allow the work to take its effect, and you will find over coming days that you will have a greater connection to the inner peace, the inner spaciousness, and the true calm of the true calm of your divine expression. As we leave today's program, remember, you can come back and listen. Go to prn.fm, search for Heart of Mind Radio. For those of you who would like to do live meditation with myself, Catherine, I have actually a meditation class coming this Saturday. That information will be on the PRN website. Or you could go to my website, qigongonline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net, and you will find a lot of meditations there and connect and connections to myself. And also, you could call. The number is 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. If you have questions, please email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Take good care and stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Bye for now.